The noise of the fighting seemed distant and dulled inside the arched hallway of the library. There was no ceiling. The walls simply came together in a huge vault some 20 meters above Bulvi, Ranulf, and the handful of warriors with them. The air thrummed with ambient power, a low hum that occasionally rose or fell in pitch, as though from a faltering generator. The light that suffused everything was similarly inconsistent, not so much flickering as dimming and brightening unexpectedly. Eight arches led away from the central nave-like chamber. Directly ahead, opposite the great doors, three huge winding stairways disappeared into the upper floors. Between them, Bulvi could see gateways leading into a cloister, lit by explosions that continued to fall upon the upper levels of the pyramid. Halfdan came up beside the Wolf Lord.
They went ahead. I could smell them.
It was true. A trail of incense-like fragrance marked the sorcerer's exit between the stairwells. Bulvi felt a detonation not so far above them as it shook the walls, and pale dust and plaster flakes fell onto the grey armor of his warriors.
Only a fool would go higher into a storm of shells. He must have some exit or bolt hole on this level.
Boots clattered on the tiles behind as more wolf brothers burst into the library. Bulvi glanced past them but could see little outside. The light seemed blinding from both sides of the threshold. Jürgen led the next group swiftly after the first.
They scatter like leaves in the long winter. Krodas is sweeping them up.
Bulvi spied two more of his lieutenants among those that had entered.
Redclaw, clear two floors above. Hroldir, I want squads scouring these corridors. Everyone else, kill anything you meet.
The space wolves parted company in several directions. Three squads sprinted up the stairs, while others fanned out into the surrounding galleries and passages. Shouts and death cries rang back. Bulvi pressed on with his old guard, smashing down a silvered gate with one blow from his axe. Stepping over the twisted metal, he found himself in a courtyard nearly 100 meters long. The walls on each side were sheer, rising up to a small rectangle of clouded sky far above, unmarked by window or slit. The ground was covered with stones, each a perfect sphere about 3 centimeters in diameter, of quartz and amethyst, garnet and angelocyte. They had been artfully arranged in swirling patterns, pathways of tiled black between them. The footsteps of the sorcerer and his acolytes had left a wake of disturbed stones directly across the meditation garden. Rough breaks in the harmonious geometries jarred Bulvi's nerves as he followed their course toward another gate at the far end of the cloister. Ornate pebbles crunched underfoot, some turning to powder as they followed the trail. The vox chimed in his ear. He recognized the voice of Geiger Fellhand, honored wolf guard charged with command of the Blooded Claws.
Old Wolf, this is Gygor. We have encountered unusual portals throughout the city. The Thousand Suns have been using them as a transportation system. Some kind of localized teleport network.
Jürgen sniffed.
That explains our prey's intent. He scurries for a rat tunnel.
We are pursuing one of their warlocks. He might be heading for just such a portal.
Then catch him before he reaches it. If your foe eludes you, hold position for the Sisters of Silence. These are not mortal technologies.
None stay the hand of the 13th, not even you, my hearth brother. Russ himself tasked me with this duty, and only the Abyss itself would come between us and victory.
The portals are dangerous. If the Allfather had wanted to hurl someone mindlessly at the enemy, then he would have sent Anglon. This is no saga of old, Bulvi.
This is the greatest saga of our age, Gygor. But if you wish your name to be spoken softly in the telling, then that is your choice. Not for the old guard. These portals may be dangerous, but our foes are the greater threat.
Bulvi cut the link and broke into a run.
For all that, let us hope to catch this slippery eel before he bolts.